أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكأي من آية في السماوات والأرض يمرون عليها وهم عنها معرضون وما يؤمن أكثرهم بالله إلا وهم مشركون أفأمنوا أن تأتيهم غاشية من عذاب الله أو تأتيهم الساعة بغتة وهم لا يشعرون. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 105, 106 and 107 of Surah Yusuf. After Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed, narrated the entire incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Ta'ala established the nubuwah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ. You were not there when they had plotted, when they had resolved that they are going to throw Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam into the well. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in these verses established the nubuwa of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophethood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these few verses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now establishes Allah's tawheed, Allah's oneness, and also the resurrection, the day of Qiyamah. And this is how the Quran brings about to us continuously these three very important aspects of our iman, of our belief system, our aqidah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. How many are the ayah, the verses, or rather the signs of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, in the skies and in the earth. And these, each ayah, each sign, directs us towards, number one, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Number two, the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Number three, the perfection of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We see the perfection of the creation. Obviously then the creator is perfect. And then the absolute ilm and knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in each and every sign that we see around us. يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. They pass by it. And this will be day and night. Every second, every blink of our eye, we will see a sign of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, either in the earth, either in the sky, wherever we turn, we see it. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. But they turn away from the signs of Allah. In other words, they refuse to see these signs as the tawheed and the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, as a token of the tawheed and the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Some mufassirin have stated that here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala actually is also consoling our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You've recited the entire incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. They queried, they asked about it. They ought to have brought iman. They didn't bring iman. But don't grieve yourself with regards to that. Every second they are seeing my signs and they are still not bringing iman. They've turned away from me also. And then there is another aspect to it, that they have heard with their ears the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam. That did not satisfy them to bring iman. But they see with their eyes and yet they don't bring iman. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And most of them do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Except that they associate the partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they are not going to bring iman in Allah. And even if they have that speck of iman in Allah, it is done with association of partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is not acceptable to Allah Rabbul Izzat. أَفَأَمِنُوا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ غَاشِيَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ. Have they become so fearless that they do not even fear a misfortune, a calamity from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they walk around so freely on this earth, and they are so confident that nothing will happen to them, that they don't fear any kind of azab, any kind of destruction, any kind of calamity whatsoever. أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةِ Or have they become so fearless that they have not even pondered over the fact that السَّاعَةِ the day of Qiyamah would come upon them, بَغْتَةً it will come suddenly, because they don't want to hear about Qiyamah, they don't want to accept the concept of Qiyamah, they don't want to accept that this world is going to be destroyed. They think it is forever and ever. They think they live once and life just comes to an end with death. But they have forgotten all of that. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ And they are absolutely unaware of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab. They are unaware of the day of Qiyamah. And hence in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that we see all these phenomena around us. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, Allah Ta'ala's signs, let us appreciate Him and let it be a means of us gaining closeness to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.